mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, dear students, and welcome to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words, your favorite English learning podcast. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode 192. In yesterday's podcast episode, I promised you that I would give you an entire story dedicated to the habits and routines aspect of the simple present tense. In episode 187, I talked about the simple present tense for the very first time ever since I started this podcast. I only gave you one single aspect of the simple present tense. In episode 187, I told you that one of the situations in which you should use the simple present tense is when you are talking about facts, something that is 100% true. In yesterday's podcast episode, I gave you part two of the simple present tense chronicle, and I told you that another scenario in which you should use the simple present tense is when you are talking about your habits and routines. So, in today's podcast episode, I want to give you a made-up text which will help you to better understand all of this. By the way, when a text or a story is made up, it's basically just a story that you have created to show some kind of example. In other words, even though the name of this story is A Typical Day in My Life, this isn't necessarily about me. Make sense? It's a made-up story just so you can get a better idea of what it actually means to apply the simple present tense when it comes to your habits and routines. It will help you to be able to put everything in context and truly understand what it means. By the way, as I read the story, pay close attention to my use of adverbs of frequency, which I talked about in yesterday's podcast episode. You'll notice that I am using adverbs of frequency way too often in the story, but I am doing that intentionally just so I can give you as many examples as possible of what this actually could sound like in real life. I really want you to get a feel for this. I want you to really understand it. And if that means that we have to use adverbs of frequency a little too much here, that's totally okay. It's just an example, and it is through examples that our English will grow more and more. So let's do it. A typical day in my life. I usually wake up at 6 o'clock, and I usually get up at 6:15. I always take a shower after I get up. I usually brush my teeth after I shower. I always get dressed before I make breakfast. I usually wear jeans with a shirt. Luckily, I rarely have to wear formal clothes to work. because my hair is long, I always have to brush it before I can dry it. I hardly ever put on makeup. I normally make eggs for breakfast, but sometimes I also make oatmeal. I seldom skip breakfast. In fact, I never skip breakfast. By the way, seldom means almost never. So if you seldom drink coffee, it's like saying I almost never drink coffee. I never have time to exercise in the morning, so I always skip the gym in the morning, but I hardly ever skip the gym at night. In California, most people usually drive to work. I always bike or walk to work. It normally takes me 30 minutes to get to work. I often listen to music as I bike or walk to work. I am never late to work. Generally, my workday starts around 9 a.m. I usually work until 1 p.m. and then I normally take my lunch break. Generally, we have a 1 hour lunch break, and I usually bring my own lunch to work. Occasionally, my coworkers join me for lunch, but most of the time, I prefer to eat alone because I always listen to podcasts during my lunch break. I usually finish work around 5 p.m. Sometimes I work until 6 p.m. but not very often. I typically get home around 6:30. When I get home, I usually change and go downstairs to the gym. I frequently work out after work. After my workout, I usually take a shower. After that, I prepare dinner, or occasionally I make a healthy salad with a sandwich. While I eat dinner, I always watch my favorite show, The Office. I usually turn off the TV around 11 p.m. I brush my teeth and I go to bed. I am always exhausted around that time, so I always fall asleep very fast. I never check my phone before I go to bed, because the phone light usually makes it more difficult for me to fall asleep. As I mentioned earlier, I am definitely overusing adverbs of frequency in this short made-up story, but I am doing it on purpose, just to show you what talking about habits and routines might look like in the simple present tense. Obviously, this also brings us to our next question, which is, but teacher, could I use any other tenses if I want to talk about my habits and routines? Could I use the simple past tense, for example? Of course you could. It's just that I would really like us to only focus on the simple present tense for now, since that's the tense that we are studying in this little simple present tense chronicle we got going on here. So, teacher, will there be a part 3 of the simple present tense? Well, let's see. Perhaps. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for all your support. Know that I am grateful to you every single day. I am proud of your progress. I hope that you are an avid Yumi and Words listener. I hope that you never miss an episode, and I hope that you really feel like your English is improving. I'll be back with a brand new episode next Monday. To all you podcast episode supporters, thank you so much for your support. I am beyond grateful to all of you. Don't forget to follow the podcast text to this episode, and also don't forget to take your quiz, which has been uploaded to the Patreon page and is available to all you wonderful podcast supporters. If anyone who is listening right now is interested in becoming a supporter, click the blue link in the episode description and you'll be able to show your support. Thank you again. Talk to you next Monday.